You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on November 1st, 2023, and is titled, The Mutilation. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians, and let's join Steve and the message.
Hey, we're going to have a really interesting night. Murph's going to do a little singing, then we're going to dive into Word, and we're going to get into a lot of Word tonight for just a minute, talk about something really important and something that just absolutely never gets talked about. I don't know how I missed it in this scripture tonight, but I've missed it for a long time. And then during my time of study and meditation this morning, it really jumped off the page at me as to what Paul was really talking about and what was really going on. And you'll realize that not only have we been on a really good vein here, this is a vein that's established by God and has been going on ever since the resurrection. And so, we've all had a part in it, or it's had a part in us one way or the other. So anyhow, a lot going on around the country, and we've been making a lot of tracks and doing a little speaking here and there. Going to be in Leveland next Tuesday night. Patriot group over there asked me to come over and visit with them a little bit. Casey, she's been going around. I want to brag on her a little bit. She's been getting around speaking quite a bit, different groups of leadership around communities. And she's taking her liberties and mentioning the movement and different things that's going on, letting people know that we're aware and we're dialed in and we're kind of all setting on go. And this is all, you know, once again, it's a nationwide thing. This is not a Muleshoe thing. This is everywhere. This is a God thing. If you don't think God's involved in your political system, then I want you to explain to me how Mike Johnson got there. He wasn't even on anybody's radar. And that guy's stouter than 9 acres of garlic now. I don't know where he come from, but I know he's been around people that are really close to the deal and kept up, and I'm sure if you've been in a room with 434 other people and day after day, you've realized something about that guy that the rest of us have not got to enjoy. And one of the things that I want to bring up, because this is what we're going to talk about tonight, all of a sudden, his faith has brought him to the bullseye. That's where you're headed. For all these years, they told you your faith was going to get you to heaven. Spirit-led life will get you to the bullseye. Spirit-led life will get you in the crosshairs. Living for Jesus is controversial. He said so himself. Splits up families and everything. Compromise. Political correctness. That's what will attempt to get people in a pile together and get everybody singing Kumbaya together. Following Jesus, sometimes that separates you from the herd. And if your promotion comes from God, now they're going to get after you. Mike Johnson's fine as long as you're at the back of the bus. All these Christians, church people, I don't know which to call them. But all the people who profess to know and believe in Jesus Christ in the United States of America are a pretty unendangered species. You got to get where you are an endangered species. Not somebody's going to try to kill you all the time, but is anybody questioning your faith lately? Anybody questioning your walk? Anybody getting up in the middle of your grill just a little bit every now and then for the stance you take or the things you do? It's a good thing to think about. We're going to talk about some of that tonight. And it's a Christianity that's in the Bible. It's not very conducive to the collection plate. It's not very conducive to attracting a big crowd. Preaching like me just can't hardly compete with the World Series. Well, and the nice thing is we've got Facebook, so you can watch the Rangers win again, and then you can listen to some preaching. There you go. How's all that? So anyhow, without any more about all that, let's pray, and we'll get the Murphs up here and get to going. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for the word. I thank you, Lord, for the unveiling of your word through the lens of the Holy Spirit, through your interpretation, God, through your revelation. Lord, encourage us as the remnant, the body of Christ here in America, to rise up, take our place, to be that voice of one crying out in the desert, making a way, preparing a way for you, Jesus, and your return. A walk of faith, not a walk of religion, a walk of the Spirit, not a walk of flesh. So, Lord, help us tonight to discern. Help us tonight to continue to think and repent. So, Lord, tonight we just give you praise and glory for everything, and especially the call on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, I can't see very real good in the dark, but I'll just embarrass Gene and Holly a little bit. In that, when we were singing, "Your goodness is running after," and "Your goodness is, you've always been faithful," Gene put his arm around Holly and just hugged on her. And to me, that just said that that's the way God shows his goodness, through our families. And so I'm going to give you just just hollered out something that God is good to you, and you consider it is, it's only because of his goodness, not your goodness, or not just that we live in America because that's how we were born, but God's goodness. So Rhonda, so I can hear it. Anybody, and I know everybody's got something, but your wife, see, that's another one right there. Say it again. Okay. All you guys, okay, we're getting brownie points now here.
That's what my kids at school say. Oh, they took my answer.
Yeah,
I always
right. say,
oh, yeah. I was going to say what he said. But there's more. I'm going to win my kids.
Amen.
All of, there's 24 of them. If you count. Spouses and
who else?
Children.
Family, yeah, family. Health, amen. Family, here you go. Jesus, the way he showed his goodness better than anything, amen. You know, it's just good to hear people just proclaim it, testify. That's good stuff right there. So God's good, amen, amen. All right, y'all be seated.
Yeah, this morning, Murph, when I got up pretty early, and I was in there praying and reading a little and meditating on the word, and I got to just lifting my hands and thanking God. And it's funny that you talked about that a minute ago about his goodness, because I never could get that list to stop. I don't know how long I just, by the time I get done, I'm in my dining room weeping, just thanking God by name, all the people in my life that was just coming to mind, that if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, they wouldn't be in my life. Pretty near to everybody in this room. You know, there might be a couple of you bump into them at the sale barn, but we're God, because of Jesus, we're all here tonight. And that brings me into my deal tonight out of Philippians 3. We'll be in Philippians 3 and Hebrews 6 tonight. Once again, if I encourage you to be students of the Word. Please make time for the Bible. Don't just let tonight, don't just listen to what I say. Let the things I say tonight encourage you, kind of inspire you from time to time. Go home, read these scriptures again for yourself, meditate on them, and let the Holy Spirit reveal to you the same way he's revealed it to me. Don't let my revelation be your revelation. Let this tonight be something that encourages you. prick something in your mind, in your spirit, and then that's how this should be every week, every time we get together. Let these meditations that God has given me help you go home and study for yourself to show yourself approved. Prepare yourself for service to God. Prepare yourself for the callings on your life. Prepare yourself for the bullseye on your back. We're going to talk about that tonight. Man, it is. It's wonderful. You got to be thankful. If you're not thankful, you won't survive this. Service to God. Not attendance to God. Service to God. And there is a difference. One thing promotes one, and another thing promotes another, and we're going to talk about that tonight. But hopefully tonight, you know, we've had a lot of talks prior to getting up here this evening, and I'm just going to sit because we got a lot of ground to cover, and I'll get to covering it here. But, you know, this spirit-led, like your attendance here tonight, I'm going to say after you've been here 52 times in a year, the Holy Spirit doesn't get you up every Wednesday and remind you there's a gathering tonight. That's not war drums, is it? Sounds like the thunking of the enemy, but that could be a praise and worship song going on in the backseat of that car. I don't know. I've listened to the ones go down our road, and it's not worship songs. But the leading of the Lord, there's a lot that we do in the flesh, okay? You can't help it. Anybody in here that's not a human? Any humans here? How many of y'all know humans are going to act like humans? Every other animal acts like whatever it is, doesn't it? So humans are going to act like humans. So we're always going to live in the flesh, okay? But we master that by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to make a point out of all this in a minute, but every Wednesday, the Holy Spirit does not have to get you by the ear and say, they're gathering up tonight over at Muleshoe, and I need you to be there, and you got to go. No, most of you are here out of curiosity. Maybe God led you here the first time or another time or something, but then you heard something that triggered something in you and you came back. The same way somebody heard something in me and they didn't come back. I mean, it happens both ways. But you decided to be here tonight. You made a choice. And so what is the workings of the flesh? Tonight, I'm going to talk about something that I don't think's been brought up. I bring it up a lot, but I don't think it's ever been brought up out of this text enough. I've read this Philippians, no telling how many hundreds of times, and it finally dawned on me this morning about 6 o'clock. Finally hit. So, is there a dog outside? Oh, hey, hallelujah. Well, you just keep it up, boy. That's perfect. So in Philippians 3, let's read here right quick. Philippians 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it's safe. So what he's saying is I'm going to remind you of some stuff. Okay? How many of y'all would have quit on one of your other churches if your preacher talked about the same thing every week for 40 weeks straight, even though you needed it, that one subject? Well, no, come on, man, get off that train. You know, you're beating a dead horse here. Paul's telling him, said, look, I know I've told you this stuff. Whoops. That's not going to work. I was going to put that up there where it was handy, but I'll put it right back here. But he's telling him, he said, look, I've got to tell you this stuff again because you may not get it. Well, I got thinking about that this morning. How many times I've read this book. I looked in a couple of my old Bibles and some of the notes and things that I made in them old books. I've been down this road a jillion times, and I didn't get it till 6 o'clock this morning. I've been saved for almost 28 years. I've been reading my Bible and this morning. And so when Paul wrote, hey, I'm not just being tedious here. I'm not trying to exasperate you with the word, but I really do need you to get this. What he's going to talk about here in a second, in this United States of America today, especially at this very peculiar time we live in, we need to get this. And this will be the hardest subject you ever addressed in your life. Many of you have already addressed it. Many of you are in the process, and many of you are figuring out how you're going to do it. But it'll be hard. It won't be easy. I've never followed this Bible one time that it was easy. And I've never followed it one time that it wasn't good. That's just how it is. And so he says, but it's safe for you. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. Underline that word. Mutilation. I'm not talking about Muslims cutting your head off. I'm going to show you another enemy here in just a minute. Paul is. So he says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. So here now, here goes Paul talking about his flesh. See if your Bible reads like mine. In the flesh, I have smoked dope 8 days in a row. I drink whiskey, beer, and enjoy fine women. I've been married 3 times and have 12 illegitimate kids. Y'all following along good? Yeah, we could go another paragraph. I got 18 dirty books under my bed, and I smoke cigarettes. Come on, isn't that, if you're going to deal with the enemy of the flesh, is that not the resume? Paul's talking about his past. He's talking about being part of the uncircumcised group. He's talking about the evil works. He's talking about the mutilation. He's talking about the dogs. Wouldn't that be the pot shops, liquor stores, houses of ill repute and pornography and all that? Wouldn't that be in there? Why does his deal not read like that? Isn't that how we see it as Christians? But here's what it really says. I'm also circumcised on the 8th day. Jesus too was circumcised on the 8th day in ordinance with the Jewish law. He was a keeper of the law of the stock of Israel. His genetics were right. His genealogy was correct with the religion of the day. Of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Concerning the law, a Pharisee, the highest ranking individuals of the law. A Pharisee that stood right beside the Sadducees, and they the highest group was the Sanhedrin, which Paul was the most active of them all. Paul could be trusted with that religion. There's a lot of people today that we feel can be trusted with our religion. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. What? I can't sit down for this one. What is the biggest enemy in America today to organized flesh-led religion? Spirit-filled believers. Followers of Jesus. Gets really quiet. when you get spirit filled and you hear the voice of God and you begin to get revelation of the Word of God, it finally dawns on you one day that you don't want to call another man father because you have one in heaven. That you understand that the genealogies don't count anymore, that the latest pope's not even a descendant of Peter, and that's how that was supposed to go from the very beginning. The genealogies don't count. The times and the places and the ordinances. It's kind of funny to me that church people will be the first ones to demand the Ten Commandments. I don't know why they don't demand all 11. You're going to go ahead and command a false Sabbath, not realizing the fulfilling work of Jesus Christ, so you still got to leave something open to the flesh. But the 11th commandment, that thou shalt get in the pile once a week, an hour and a half before lunch, be done by 12. Isn't that the main commandment of all Christianity? How many of y'all have been made to believe that in order to get somebody saved, you need to bring them to a gathering? How's that working out for you? We ain't had one in the last 3 years. What, you got all your friends and neighbors saved? No, you just can't talk them into coming here because I got a reputation. That's not what this is for. This gathering is for information purposes, empowering, inspiring, sending out the equipping of the saints for the glory of God and the good for the body of Christ. Not each body of corporate religion, but the true body of Christ. How many of y'all know that the nation of Israel is as big a disaster as the United States, if not worse? How many of y'all know that they're a nation who's sitting back to back to God, not face to face? How many of y'all know that the United States of America is in the same pattern? We're a disaster and we're back to back to God. There's two groups of people in the earth that are face to face with God. The born again believers, the remnant here in America, and that remnant of Jews that's yet to be saved through the knowledge of Jesus Christ in Israel. We stand face to face. There must be a couple up there at the old Capitol, too, that's been getting face to face. I listened to an interview today of that Mike Johnson. I'd like to get him to come to Mushu, speak to us one of these days, see if we can't get that done. Believe it or not, there's a prayer chamber in our United States Congress. Believe it or not, they have bipartisan Bible studies almost every day, if not every day, that they're together up there. I don't know if they're spirit-led, but they're bipartisan. Spirit-led is really important. But like he told in that interview today, he said, I'll never start a day as Speaker of the House that I don't spend plenty of time in that chamber before I come out. There's a stained glass window there. It's got George Washington praying to Jesus. And our speaker now will be in there every morning before he starts. They've come after him. There's a guy, I don't want to say his full name out loud because it's just he's really a disgusting individual. Bill, he's a, I don't know, MSNBC guy, or no, he's on HBO or something. Anyhow, he made some stupid statement making fun of Mike Johnson today because Mike claims to be able to hear God. So he likened him to that guy that killed all them people in Maine. He said, well, that guy was hearing voices in his head. He must be like Mike Johnson. In fact, right now, I would like to present that bill to you, Jesus, for judgment. Somebody should call Bill and tell him I just did that. That never works out well. But Jesus, I'm asking you to judge that man for coming against your anointed. They're coming after him now, not because he's Speaker of the House. He's a Christian. They're not all Muslims, but some of them are just in the idiot category. They're just idiots. And they're coming after him. And today he welcomed it. He said, this comes with the territory.
And that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.